This is Day to Day. I'm Alex Chadwick.
I'm Madeline Brand. Some foreign news now. In Afghanistan this week, two more soldiers from the NATO-led force in the southern part of the country were killed in a roadside accident. Violence there continues, and for an assessment of the overall situation, we invited a member of the Afghan parliament, Daoud Sultanzoy, into our studios here at NPR West.
Just 2 months ago, Mr. Sultanzoy had a close call himself. He was scheduled to go on a tour of a factory in a northern province in Afghanistan.
I was fortunate that due to an illness, I had to cancel my trip and joining the team.
Because on the day of that tour, a suicide bomber killed at least 73 people at the site of the tour, including the dignitaries on the trip. Five members of the parliament died in that attack.
I would have probably been there had I not stayed in because of my illness.
I spoke with Mr. Sultanzoy yesterday. His wife lives in the U.S. He spends time here. I asked him whether the assassination of former Pakistani Prime Minister Benazir Bhutto has made democracy less viable throughout the region.
I think it depends on what we do. If we retrench and we go back inward, then of course those forces who are fighting democracy in those parts of the world will become more invigorated and more courageous in terms of their approach. But it depends on our perseverance and our determination. We should take advantage of the vacuum that people are angry, people are outraged, and we should galvanize them and push the democratization process forward in a more vigorous and more energetic way.
We've been talking about the region and Pakistan, but what about your own country of Afghanistan with Mr. Karzai as the leader? You were a supporter of his a year and a half ago. You have been critical of him in more recent months. So far as the West sees him, there is no alternative to Mr. Karzai, is there?
I would respectfully disagree that there's no alternative to anybody. Right now, Afghanistan, thanks to the process that started 6 years ago, Afghanistan is better off and has more legitimate political leadership in and around the country due to the democratic process. We have more alternatives than we had 6 years ago. This does not mean that I want to suggest that we should replace Mr. Karzai, but we should not place all our eggs in the baskets of cults and personalities, because democracy is about evolution, democracy is about renewal, and when the time comes to renew our forces, to renew our energy, we should be prepared and we should push this process to make sure that the institutions are much stronger and the institutions outlast personalities.
I haven't been to Afghanistan, but the reporting that I read from there over the last few months is not very encouraging for democracy.
True. We had a golden opportunity when Afghanistan was removed from the presence of Taliban, and the international effort underway was an unprecedented historic event in the world history. But unfortunately, of course, due to shortcomings both locally in Afghanistan and in the international community's efforts of lack of recognition of the ground realities in Afghanistan, the window that we had created is shrinking rapidly. And some of the problems lie within the country, some of the problems lie outside the country. But all in all, the world and Afghanistan and the Afghan people have lost great opportunities. This is a unique and very, very clear example of a world endeavor, a world project.
Mr. Sultanzoy, you were a commercial pilot for an American airline.
Right.
You have a home in Malibu, very comfortable life here in America. You go back to a place where 2 months ago you might have been killed in this suicide bombing. It was just a matter of chance that you weren't there that day. Why did you do that?
You know, on September 11th, when I learned that one of the pilots on the aircraft that went down in Pennsylvania had been my student, that changed everything for me. It hit home. And I said, I am a person who can be bridged between these two worlds, from the United States and West to Afghanistan. I know both worlds, and I can avail myself and my services to make a difference, to bridge the gap.
You're on your way back to Afghanistan later today.
Correct.
I mean, an awful lot of people would admire your courage and your principle, but wonder, really, what are the prospects of things getting better in Afghanistan when the news reports that we read from there over the last 6 months are things are not getting better. They're getting worse.
True. That's an accurate report and an accurate picture. But democracy is a journey. And in this journey, people have to be courageous enough to take part. And I think it's my duty. There are fears. I worry. I have children. I had a good life here. But I also have responsibilities. I think Afghanistan will get out of this doldrum in a very short period of time. I think we have to learn to be courageous. And I think fear should not be an option.
Daoud Sultanzoy, a member of the Afghan Parliament. Daoud, thank you and good luck to you.
Thank you very much.